We come into Friday with financial markets continuing to struggle. The main takeaway this week is that things have become a lot more stressful for the global economy as geopolitical risk ramps up. Investors will be hoping that things calm down in the Middle East, but are also well aware of the potential for this to spill over into a much bigger conflict that drags larger powers into the equation. And all of this comes with the already existing headache of the Federal Reserve not wavering on its commitment to higher for longer monetary policy. Investors have been desperate for the Fed to move towards a more investor-friendly, accommodative track, but with economic data in the U.S. continuing to come in on the solid side on the whole, and with inflation still a major concern, there is no sign of the Fed reversing course. This has also created problems for other countries, with yield differentials moving further in favor of the U.S. dollar and emerging market borrowers strapped with the need to deal with putting more money towards paying off dollar loans on account of the higher U.S. rates and stronger U.S. dollar. This puts many of these emerging market economies at risk for default, which only adds more strain to the global economy. To make matters worse, the market is even more unsettled with the price action in the gold market. The yellow metal has mostly remained suppressed, but the aggressive run higher over the past week shines more light on the fact that market participants are looking to diversify into flight to safety, store of value assets. Earlier today, UK consumer confidence plunged and the New Zealand trade deficit widened out, with both events adding more downside on the pound and New Zealand dollars, respectively. Key standouts on Friday's calendar come from German producer prices, UK retail sales and public borrowing, Canada retail sales, and a round of Fed speak. That's all for now.